And Satan will come to you like Jairus.
The kid is dead.
Don't worry, the master. And notice what Jesus does. He turns around and he looks at a guy and says, if you can believe, all things are what? Possible.
Hello, saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right, I would like to speak to all of you today on the subject, overcoming resistance to the promise. Overcoming resistance to the promise. Say that with me. Come on, let's say it again. Overcoming resistance to the promise. Even though God has given you a promise, you must learn to push back the resistance that comes against the fruition of that promise. Do not assume that because it is a promise in the Word of God, Satan will sit down quietly and watch you see it come to pass. He will fight it. Are you with me today? So turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. We'll read a few verses and then we will start our discussion for today. Deuteronomy chapter 11, I'll read from the 22nd verse all the way to the 25th verse. For if you carefully observe every one of these commands I am giving to you to follow, to love the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, and remain faithful to him. The 23rd verse, the Lord will drive out all these nations before you. Say that with me. The Lord will drive out all these nations before you. You will drive out nations greater and stronger than you are. Verse 24, every place the sole of your foot treads will be yours. Your territory will extend from the wilderness to Lebanon and from Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. This is specific to Israel. It has nothing to do with you. You don't live in Euphrates. 25, read with me from the screen, shall we? No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put fear and dread of you in all the land where you set your foot, as he has promised. Amen. Amen. Now, the verses we read are promises God gave to the Israelites. Now, the 25th verse does have application to us today. He says, no one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put fear and dread of you in all the land where you set your foot, as he has promised. Everybody say the promise of God. Say that with me again, the promise of God. Now, you would think that if God gave a promise, it must come to pass automatically. Don't you agree? Yes, there are promises in the Word of God that never needs your cooperation. It will come to pass. God says it, and it will come to pass. However, there are promises in the Scriptures that need your participation for those ones to come to pass. Now, Christians will read this verse, and they'll get excited and start walking around. No one will be able to stand before me. But you realize that there are people who don't care who you are, they're going to fight you. Am I right? No one will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put fear and dread of you in all the land. What I want you to see, or whatever I came here today to show you is that there are so many promises in the Word of God, but our approach to those promises is what makes it difficult for us to see it. And I want to teach you to show you how you can actually see the fruition of God's promises in your life. Are you ready to go on the journey? Are you ready to go on the journey? Anytime God gives you a promise like he did, no one will be able to stand before you. No one. And that includes the president. No one will be able to stand before you. And he says, the reason is that I will put your fear. In other words, when people hear your name, they will be afraid. Why are they afraid? Because when they see what God has already done in your life, they don't want to mess with you because it looks like God is working on your behalf in such a way that they cannot play around you. But people play around you. So that's what I want us to take time to understand. It is important that as a child of God, you understand some basic truths out of God's word. Are you with me? Turn with me to the book of Galatians chapter 3. Because let me lay a groundwork for the aspect that the promises that were given to the Israelites and to Abraham, some of these promises can also become ours. Are you in Galatians chapter 3? And there are some promises, it has nothing to do with you. Don't go claim them. Galatians chapter 3, reading the 13th and the 14th verse. I'll read from the Living Bible. Verse 13 says, but Christ has brought us out from under the doom of that impossible system by taking the cares of our wrongdoing upon himself. For it is written in the scripture, anyone who is hung on the tree is cursed, as Jesus was hung upon the tree. What this verse is simply saying is that when Christ Jesus died and he was crucified on the cross, this version calls it a tree, all right? Because the cross was made out of tree. Don't get confused. He says, when Jesus died on the cross, he took the curse that is associated with the law. Are you guys with me? Verse 14. Now read. Now God can bless the Gentiles. Pause. Who are the Gentiles? Don't say we. Say me. Who are the Gentiles? Me. All right. Okay, now let's start reading again. Go. Now God can bless the Gentiles too with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. And all of us as Christians can have the promised Holy Spirit through this faith. So he's reminding you that there are certain blessings that was promised to Abraham. They can become yours. But from the great river Euphrates has nothing to do with you. But no one will be able to stand before you is for you. You don't seem excited. No one. You are afraid because you realize there are people who are able to stand. I will explain why they are able to stand and how you can make them start becoming afraid of you. No one will be able to what? Stand before you. That is a promise. The Bible says through the work, finished work of Jesus on the cross, there are promises that was given to Israel as a nation that is still transferable to you and I today. Amen. Amen. So go back to Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy 11. Let's look at the 25th verse. Look at the two promises God gives us. Promise number one is that no one can stand against you and win. No one. Everybody say no one. I know people of African descent. We worry about demons and the people from your home. No one. No demon. No uncle. No family. No one can stand against you. If they win, something ain't right. They have to lose. He says they can't stand against you and what? So they will stand, but they won't win. They will go for meetings, but they will never be of the same mind. They will try and concoct things, but you will realize that whatever they work out doesn't seem to work against you. It is as if when I was growing up, there was this popular notion that if you did something against us, it's not going to work. It would only just hit the back of our shorts. That's the only thing that's going to tear up. But the real me, you can't touch. No one, raise your right hand and say this with me. No one can stand against me and win. No one. When they start it, they will fall. It's either you believe what God is saying or you believe yourself. But I choose to believe God. Anyone who stands against me will fall. To put it another way. The second promise God gives here is that God will put fear and dread of me, of you, on the whole land. Wherever you go, when people, you see, before you get to a place, it's like this. How many of you have watched boxing before? You watch boxing? You watch boxing. Okay. When you watch boxing, and I think it was in the days of that guy who never passed the fifth round. Mike Tyson, right? The fighters hear his name and everybody shudders. Why? Because there's a dread and a fear that he's already put into people by the way he had beaten other fighters. Are you guys seeing the picture? So, and God is saying, I will do some things for you, and that thing will put fear in people when they hear your name. So not that they will not win, they will fear you. As soon as your name is, it's not that one. No, not that one. Please, don't bring that one here, because his God will come along with him. And normally when his God is around him, he does some things that cannot be explained. May people hear your name and be terrified the positive way. Because of what God has done in your life. But you will think that God will make such a promise and the promise will come to pass. I'm going to show you something in the Bible. Let's find out how this thing works. Go with me to the book of Joshua chapter 2. Because these Israelites received such a promise. Let's see how it worked out. Are you in Joshua chapter 2? Look at verse 10. And this is Rahab speaking. It says, "For we have heard how the Lord made a path through the Red Sea for you when you left Egypt. We know what you did to Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan, and how you ruined their land and completely destroyed their people." See, the Israelites have gotten close to Jericho. They are not there yet. And Rahab is saying, all of Jericho is worried. Because you guys are getting closer. We have heard how your God opened the Red Sea. We have heard how your God dried up the Jordan. You see, they have heard. May people hear about your God. How that he is working some things that cannot be explained by human understanding. Let's continue to find out. Are you in Joshua chapter 2? Look at verse 11. "No wonder we are afraid of you. No one has any fight left in him after hearing things like that. For your God is a supreme God of heaven, not just an ordinary God." I think it's a good place to clap for God Almighty. Your God is a supreme God, not some ordinary God. Joshua chapter 5. We are still dealing with Israel. They've been told no one will be able to stand before them. God has already started sending the dread, the fear of them. May God do some incredible miracles in your life in such a way. Come on, I'm prophesying here. May God do some incredible things in your family. May God do some incredible things at your workplace. May God do some incredible things. And those incredible things will send a shockwave of fear. When people hear about it, he said, don't mess with that one, because his God is behind them. And when his God comes, he doesn't play quiet. He even opens Red Seas. He changes things that cannot be changed. They are saying that you will experience a supernatural intervention in such a way that people will say, not that one. So why are you afraid of who is concocting at your workplace? That supervisor can make it. You can't stand against you and... You didn't complete it. He can't stand against you and wane. Joshua 5, look at verse 1. When the nations of the west of the Jordan River, the Amorites, the Canaanites, who live among the Mediterranean coast, heard that the Lord had dried up the Jordan River. He dried it up. He opened the Red Sea, but for the river, he dried it. Pay attention. So the people of Israel who crossed, their courage melted away completely. And they were paralyzed. Come on, read with me. They were paralyzed. Wow. So you would think that people who are paralyzed with fear will not even attempt to face you. Chapter 6, verse 1. All right. Now, everybody read with me. Ready? Go. The gates of Jericho were kept tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. They are afraid. So what was their reaction? They shut. They put in a resistance. That's what I want you to see. That when God makes a promise to you, there is always going to be a resistance. There is always going to be what? A resistance. There will always be a resistance. Always. We are afraid of you, but they shut the door. They shut the gate. They made sure you are not coming in. Please write this down. Resistance to the promise is an indication that you are feared. Resistance is an indication that you are feared. So stop worrying. Stop what? Worrying. Don't be worried. Anytime you are worried over resistance to the promise of God, it's not an issue. You are afraid of the person who is already afraid of you. The only reason for which you are afraid is because you don't know they are afraid of you. They are only fighting because they are afraid of you. And so whenever you see resistance, do not be worried. I said, do not be what? Worried. It is simply an indication that you, the dread of you has gone before you. And that is why they are fighting. Sometimes the things we are dealing with, it's only an indication that Satan is afraid. So stop being what? Afraid. Amen. So how do we fight the resistance to a promise? How do we fight it? Verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6. Now we're going to learn this. How do you, as a child of God, because no matter the promise God has given you, Satan is not going to sit down quiet and watch it come to pass. He will be fighting. Even though he's afraid, he's going to fight. He's going to what? You'll be above, not beneath. It's a promise. Satan is going to make sure you are not above. You will be healed. He will make sure you are not healed. there's always going to be a resistance to the promise that you have been given. Are you guys with me? That whatever the sole of my feet would tread, I will possess. He will make sure you don't possess. The only reason for which he is fighting is simply because he's afraid. So that is the first lesson I want you to learn. Stop or quit being afraid because he is already afraid of you. Let's bind them demons. Stop binding them demons. They are afraid of you. Amen. Only two people are saying amen. You still want to give them power? Go ahead. But I am not going to give any power to any demon. Where is Satan? Somebody rightly said it. Under where? Under where? And you think he'll keep staying there? So you will have to work to make sure you keep him there. That's what I want to show you this morning. Are you here with me? Else we will think that the promises that God gives in his word are not true. But every single promise is true. Look at verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6. Verse 2 of Joshua chapter 6. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of Vela. It doesn't make sense, does it? I have given the thing to you, but the thing is shut. So how do you give me something that has been shut? Are you guys with me? The thing is what? It's shut. And God is saying, I have given it to you. When he made the promise, they went to shut it because they are afraid that God can take it for them. And Satan is always going to fight back. He's not going to be quiet. But notice what he says here. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, everybody say see. I took time to understand the word see. The word see means to become aware. It means to appear, to access, to approve, to become visible, display. God is saying, hey, make a mental picture of what I have already said and see yourself in it. Did you understand what I just said? All right, let me bring it down to modern terms. If somebody called your home and said they were giving you a vacation package, we are in summer, so let me use vacation package. And they start describing to you how you're going to look at the beach. All of a sudden, your imagination goes wild, right? Talk to me. What are some of the things you start seeing? You are not there. You are not at the beach yet. But your imagination starts seeing things. Anybody? You start seeing water. You start seeing the sea. Then what do you see? Then you start seeing the sun. As if you have not seen the sun and the sea before. But as soon as they start painting the picture, you start seeing yourself in a chair on the beach. You start seeing the sand. You start seeing swimming. Right? Then you begin to picture. It means, I am saying all this to say that all of us have the ability to imagine. Don't say, I'm going to pray for God to reveal it. No. You don't need prayer for this one. You have the ability to see. God says, people, the place is covered. Oh, it's been shut, but I've given it to you. Can you see it? Ask the person sitting next to you, can you see it? Now, God is saying, if you can see it, then you can have it. The problem is with the seeing, because the more information you have, the less you can see. Do I need to say that again? Yeah. The more information you have, the less you can see. What kind of information? The wrong information you have. If you have more of it, you don't see. But when you have the right kind of information, then you can see and see and see. That is a possibility. key. Now, if somebody's leg is cut right now, and I brought the person into this building, and I said the person can get a new leg, how many of you will be able to raise your hands? Most of you will not, because you are only seeing what you are seeing. You are not allowing some extra information to influence what you are seeing. If you can allow the salesperson to influence your thinking, even when they are stealing from you, for you to take a vacation package and go, only to find out that the package they sold you is not exactly what they said, because they worked on your imagination. God is saying, I have better results, and I want you to begin to. All right, now let's leave the word see and start saying, I want you to picture it. I want you to begin to see it, that this is going to happen, that they can shut the gates all they want. It's already open. Have you seen yourself already inside? I watched Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson's match. The first time when he bit his ear, it was because Holyfield wasn't seeing. When he won the fight the second time, and they asked him, wow, how? He said, because I only saw myself beating him, and so I beat him. If you can see yourself winning, you will win. So Satan gives you so much information to make your ability to see difficult. Oh, okay. So, but they said that the doors have been locked. And according to statistics, excuse my French, to hell with statistics. If statistics said that door has not been opened before, God says anything that stands against you must open. Mm-hmm. And that thing is going to open. Amen. Are you guys with me? So the Lord said to Joshua, Joshua, see. So the first point, how do I fight the resistance? I think I've explained it enough, right? Is that you must see it as done. See it as what? Done. You should simply look at it and say, this thing is done. See it as done. Secondly, you must listen to God's instructions. You must listen to God's instructions. Secondly, listen to God's instructions. You notice that in the book of Joshua chapter 6 from verse 3 to 7, Joshua begins to give them instructions as to how God is going to let them get in. Now, let me ask everybody a question. Please look up. You gave a promise. You are God. Why are you still giving instructions about how to behave? Because God is aware that there's going to be resistance. So that's why he's giving you instructions as to how to overcome their resistance. He tells them, let the priests go ahead. Let them carry the ark. And then they will go around the city. And then as they go around, I need you to do this. So the next point, number three, is that you must follow God's instructions even when it does not make sense. We people today, we like everything to make sense. Let me challenge you. How many of you have seen your brain before? Anybody who have seen his brain before? How do you know you have brains? X-ray. Before you went for, you took an X-ray of your brain. How did you know you have brain? Do you have a stomach? You sure you have intestines? How did you know that? None of these things, you haven't seen any of them. with your naked eyes. And then somebody will sit there and say, I haven't seen God, so I don't believe. Really? When you haven't seen your brain yet, you believe you have one. You haven't seen your intestines, you believe you have one. Somebody will argue, oh, but there are things that come out. Yes, there are things that come from Almighty God that makes me know He's alive.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.